Now, you might wonder what you're listening to. This is, of course, you're listening to Royalton Community Radio, Royalton, South Royalton, Vermont. My name is Jim Rooney, and the program is In It for the Long Run, kind of my long 60-year journey in music. And right now, we're looking at around 1962 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, around the Club 47, the coffee house there, small room that held maybe 120 people, something like that, 100 people in a squeeze. And on any night of the week, you could hear all kinds of music. You could hear Tom Rush, or you could, let me get this organized here, hear this. Bob Siggins and the Charles River Valley Boys. That was a great old-time bluegrass band that emerged out of Harvard and other places in Cambridge and went on for quite a long time, quite a few years, and were always great fun to go see. And the wonderful thing about the Club 47 was that every night there was something different. And our resident Woody Guthrie singer was Robert L. Jones.
Well, it's lots of folks back east to say, leaving home every day, hitting the hot old dusty trail to the California line. Why, it's across the desert sands, the road, getting out the old dust bowl, think they're going with Sugar Bowl. Here's what they find. For the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Well, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, you ain't got that do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee, California, be a garden of Eden, paradise for you and for me. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot. You ain't got the do-re-mi. Now if you want to buy a home or a farm, well, that can't do nobody harm. Spend your vacation by the mountains or the sea. Well, you better swap your cow for a car. You'd better stay right where you are.
better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, well, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, you ain't got that do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee, California, be a garden of Eden, paradise for you and for me. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot, you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Robert L. Jones there with Woody Guthrie's Do-Re-Mi. Now, Robert L. Jones, as he preferred to be called, went on to a great, distinguished career working for George Wein and the Newport Festivals, and ultimately ran the revived Newport Folk Festival for many, many years, and a great fellow, a wonderful storyteller, and still one of my favorite interpreters of Woody Guthrie. And the wonderful thing about this community that we were part of, Bill Keith and myself and the Charles River Valley Boys, Bob Jones, Tom Rush, all of us, we were sharing all these songs with each other, and we were teaching each other. If I liked Hank Williams, or if I liked, Lester Flatt, I was telling people about them, and they were telling me about other things. And here's another example of the influences that were coming into the club. Carol Langstaff had moved to Cambridge to study music, and she had grown up with a mother, Diane Hamilton, who collected folk music. Some of the early records I bought on Tradition Records, her mother had collected. And as a result, she and her mother was friends with Gene Ritchie from Kentucky, and Carol learned a lot of music from Gene Ritchie.
Seven gypsies stood in a row. They sang so sweetly through the air. They sang so sweet and so complete, they charmed the heart of a lady fair. She took off her high-heeled shoes, all made of Spanish leather, oh. She's caught her petticoats round her knees, and she's away forever, oh. When her lord came home that night, inquiring for his lady, oh, his servant, he replied to him, she's away with a black-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, saddle me my milk-white steed, and saddle me my pony, oh, that I may ride o'er the open field and overtake my lady, oh. He rode high and he rode low. He rode through woods and copses too, until he came to an open field, and there he spied his lady, oh. How can you leave your house and land? How can you leave your money, oh? How can you leave your new wedded lord to ride with a black-eyed gypsy, oh? Oh, what care I for your house and lands? And what care I for your money, oh? And what care I for my new wedded lord? I'm away with a black-eyed gypsy, oh. Last night I slept in a fine feather bed, with the sheets turned down so bravely, oh. Tonight I'll sleep in an open field in the arms of my black-eyed gypsy, oh.
Oh, who wouldn't fall in love with that voice? And I certainly did. I won't burden you with all the details, but Carol is my wife now. As I said, we were all sharing this music with each other, and we were pulling in a lot of young people coming into that club, a lot of them for the first time to hear this kind, any kind of music, really. And one of the most exciting performers there was Jackie Washington, who just filled the place every time he played. And here's Jackie.
Way down yonder in the middle of the field, an angel working at his chariot wheel, Not so fussy about working at the wheel. I just want to see how that chariot feels. Now to let me fly. Say, let me fly. Lord, let me fly into Mount Zion. Lord, Lord. Well, now you meet that hypocrite on the street, and the first thing he'll do is he'll show his teeth, and next thing he'll do is just tell a lie. Lord, the best thing you do is kind of pass him by. Won't you let me fly? Say, let me fly. Lord, let me fly into Mount Zion. Lord, Lord. Well, now I got a mother in the promised land, and I ain't gonna quit until I shake her hand. But I'm not so fussy about shaking her hand. I just wanna see that promised land, and now let me fly. Said, let me fly, Lord, let me fly to Mount Zion. Lord, Lord, oh, 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 let me fly. And it's let me fly. Oh, 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 fly away. Child, let me fly to Mount Zion. Lord, Lord.
Jackie Washington there. And, of course, the club was the home to the Jim Queskin Jug Band, which started with Jim, and then he added Jeff Muldaur and Fritz Richmond, and Mel Lyman was part of the group, and then Bill Keith was part of the group, and, of course, Maria Muldaur, just a big addition to the group.
Wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them on the line. You know, I can start you 9 2 dozen shirts, but you can count from 1 to 9. Well, I can slip up a great big dip up along from a dripping can, throw it in a skillet, do my shopping in my back, or it melts in the paint, cause I'm a woman. A compound on my face at the same time. You know, I can get all the stuff, go out and sink till 5 a.m. and then jump in bed at 5, get up at 6 and start all over again, cause I'm a gonna break the spell. Well, if you come to me hungry, you know I'll feed you full of my grits. And if it's loving you all night and kiss you and give you the
thank you.
$20 gold piece. Says ain't nothing I can't do. Well, I can make a dress out of a feed bag and make a man out of you. Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Let me tell you again, I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. And that's all.
Oh yeah, that's all right. That's Maria Muldaur, Mel Lyman on the harmonica. Here's Jeffrey Muldaur. Can you resist that voice? Jeffrey Muldaur there with the Jim Queskin Jug Band. And I'm going to let them come right on in here because I'm running out of time.
That you get from loneliness.
This is Jim Rooney. The program's in it for the long run. And tonight I was looking at the time in 1962 or so at the Club 47 when all this music was available every night of the week for a dollar. And so many people got such a wonderful education in such a happy way. It was nothing but fun, and we soaked up an awful lot of music. And as you can see, I'm still going with it. Thanks to Royalton Community Radio for making it all possible. I'll see you next time.
When you see him going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself. And after you gamble quicker when you're drinking lots of liquor and somebody go and take it off.